It's to last week's Sedra, this week's Sedra, and also to connect it to the state of shock and national mourning that we're all still in with the recent Patira and the Hariga of Achenu Bnei Yisrael. I think if we have a little bit of an understanding of the months which we're approaching now, we're starting Tammuz and Av, to understand a little bit about the nature of these months, perhaps it can focus us on something, can give us something very practical to work on in these days. We know that in a general sense, the months of Tammuz and Av are the, call it the worst months of the year, the most difficult months of the year. And we see this in many ways. The Bnei Yisrael, which a lot of what I'm saying tonight is from the Bnei Yisrael in various places. The Bnei Yisrael says that the month of Tammuz is a month of din. And he says the reason why it's a month of din is because the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that every single month has its tziruf, has its way that you arrange the letters. So the tziruf for the month of Tammuz is taken from the Sofei Teves, the last letters of Ze Einenu Shevel Li, which is what Haman said. So the hey and the vav, and then the hey and the yud of ze einenu shevel li, backwards spells yud kei vav kei, and says the Bnei Yisrael when the letters of the aleph beis are shalokas sidra and they're backwards, then we know it's a time of tremendous din. So number one, we should know that we have entered now the month of Tammuz, which is a month primarily of din. Number two, the fact that it's the height of the summer. What was it, 26 degrees today? The height of the summer is not considered to be a Yiddish Azach. It's not a good thing for us. It's a bad thing for us. The height of the summer and the height of the winter, whenever there is some type of extremity, whenever it's tzavos, when it's two extremes, that's always something which is antithetical to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is always the mamutza, it's always something in between. And whenever there's things at either sides and the extremities, there's problems. The Maral says this in Netzach Yisrael and Perek Ches, when he goes on to explain why it is that in Asara B'Tevis, Huvka Ha'ir, that was when things started, and then Tammuz and Av, ultimately where things were finished, and the same Gedalia was really kind of a different type of Tainis, but the three Taniyos, which have to directly to do with the Churban Abayis and Tevis, Tammuz and Av, the Maral says, I'll read to you one line from Netzach Yisrael, Lefikach, Kasher Amarnu ki hazman hayotze min hashoivi hu misneged liYisrael, when you have a time period which goes out of the middle of the road type of period, that's misneged liYisrael. That was the time when Melech Bavel was successful. It goes to one extreme, to the cold. You know, Chodesh Tevis, it's in the height of the winter. Chodesh Tevis, Ma'od Lo Kisi Bay, we say in the Slichas. Kumaya Chodesh Tammuz, Yotze Min Hashevi Bechamimus. And Tammuz is Yotze Min HaKlal, and it's one extreme when it comes to its heat. It's in this time specifically that is when the enemy is able to be misgaber. These nations, there they go against us. We're the middle. We represent the middle. We are Yasha, we're Yisrael, we're Yasha Kel. And Yaakov Avinu Leimes, he was the middle between Avram and Yitzchak. Whenever there's something on two Kutsavis, that's when we run into trouble. So another reason why Tammuz is a difficult time is because of the season that it's in, the summer period. Another reason, says the Bnei Yisrael, is that this period, Tammuz and Av, and really Elul also should have been, this is within the jurisdiction and within the remit of Esav HaRasha. I mean, certain months were divided in certain ways, says the Zohar Kaddish. And Nisan Iyar Sivan Yaakov Avinu took, and Tammuz, Av, and Elul, Esav took, and he goes on to say that Yaakov, through a tremendous milchama, was able to take Elul back. And we'll mention that a little bit later on, what the implications of this are. But ultimately, Tammuz and Av, we're shayach, we are in the Tchum, we're in the Rishus of Esav. So number one, it's a Zman of Din. It's in the height of the summer. And the Maral goes on to say that the summer is even worse. The height of the summer is even worse than the height of the winter because of the concept of Shemesh, and Shemesh is in Musa Olam and Teva, and these things are austere to Klal Yisrael. And also that we're in the domain, we're in the Tchum and the Rishus of Esav HaRasha. Let's try and get a fuller picture and appreciation of the month. We know also that there's different letters of the Aleph Beis, which Chazal in various places tell us different months correspond to different letters. So the Bnei Yisrael brings these Makoris in Chazal, and he says that Tammuz is connected to the letter Ches, and Av is connected to the letter Tes. And he says this is the inyan of the two together, it's an inyan of Chet. And again he says this is a Zman Mesugul B'yoser, again based on what we're saying, this is a Zman of Chet. This is a Zman where there's almost a Meshicha to do Chet, and he kind of mentions parenthetically, even though of course we know that one of the tenets in Yiddishkeit is that there's Bechira Chofshis, but nevertheless there are Zmanim, just like there's Mekoymos, there's certain places which draw a person to Chet. This Chazal say talk at the end of this week, etc., in Shittim Yesh Mayonis, there's certain Mayonis which cause Chet, there's certain Mayonis which cause Kedush, and so on. But Ches Tes, Chet, Chet Chot Yushalayim, this is a Zman of Chet. It's the Oysias of Ches and Tes, which are shy after these months. When Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Kates, he wanted to tell the Shiftei Kar, the end of days, when is the Goyal going to come? So we know the famous Chazal, Nistalik Mimena Ashchino. Yaakov said, Shema Yesh Bachem Chet. Maybe you have a Chet within you. They said, Keshem Shein Belibcha, Le'echot Kachim Belibenu, Shema Yisrael, and so on. Says the Baal HaTurim, in this week's Sedra, Lehibit Oven B'Yaakov, he says that the Oysiyos of Ches and Tes don't appear in the Shemus of the Shvatim. There is no Chet. And that's what they were saying, Keshem Shein Belibcha, Le'echot Kachim Belibenu, Ela Echad. But Lemaisa, the Zman of Tammuz and Av, is a Zman of Chet. It's Ches and Tes. There are additional letters which correspond to the month of Tammuz. We know that the Shem Hashem Adni, Aleph, Dalet, Nun Yud, has four letters. And each one of these four letters can be spelled with three letters. As in the Aleph of Adni is Aleph Lamed Fei, if you would spell out the Aleph, and the Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tav, and so on. So you have four letters which are visible, which each letter is comprised of three, so you have 12 letters, Sach HaKol. Says the Arizal, that every single letter again corresponds to one of the months, and being that Tammuz and Av is the fourth and the fifth month, so we start with the letter Dalet. So you have the Dalet and the Lamed within the letter Dalet. Dalet and Lamed of the second letter, which again, says the Bnei Sastra, it's Dal. This is a month where we are poor. We're pauperous, we're spiritually low, our guard is down, it's Mesugal for Chet. This is this man when we need to really kind of be on the lookout and be vigilant. Of in the letter Dalet of Adni, so you spell the letter Dalet, Dalet, Lamed, Tav. Dalet, the letter Dalet is spelled Dalet, Lamed, Tav. So it's the Dalet and the Lamed, which is 4 and 5, which corresponds to this month, to these months. We also know that every single month corresponds to a different Shevet. And the consensus of the Arizal and the Gra is that we count according to the Seder of the Degola. So we count as opposed to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, we count according to the Seder of the Degola. So the fourth and the fifth of the Shvatim, according to the Seder of the Degola, is Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven is Keneged Chedesh Tammuz, and Shimon is Keneged Chedesh Av. So far we have that the union of Tammuz is an union of Chet, it's Ches Tes. It's an union of Dalet, of Dal, of poverty, of someone who's a pauper. We have Reuven Shimon, which again says the Bnei Sasra, another remez of Reish and Shin, it's a rash. You know, again, it's the concept of poverty. This is what these months are about. The Bnei Sasra goes on to say a very beautiful piece, and he says that therefore in this time of Tammuz and Av, he says a person should have specific specific kavana when we say oizer dalim in davening. For oizer dalim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is oizer dalim. He says, befrat, in these months that we're in right now, when we are literally down in the doldrums, we are rock bottom, as we mentioned, the three reasons that be'etzem, this is a zman, when we're down, and these concepts of chet and dal and rosh. So, it's a zman when we should consider, when we say oizer dalem, we should be mevakish rachamim, that Hashem should bring us up. And he says a very interesting thing. When we get to the month of Elul, after Tammuz Av, we get to Elul, so we say in the Slichus, we say, Kedalim uchoroshim dafaknu delasecha. Meaning, it's as if we're saying, we've gone through Tammuz, we've gone through an Av, we realize that we're dalim, we're rashim, we don't have anything, we're totally impecunious, we're poor, we're spiritually poor, we have nothing, but nevertheless, dafaknu delasecha, we're coming to knock on your door. But he says there is a little bit of hope, because the word and the concept of Dal has another explanation, another interpretation. Dal means either someone who's poor, and a Dali can also have a connotation of something which is lifted up. We say, Arimim Hashem ki Dali Sani, Hashem, you raise me up. We know we often find in Mashna Kodesh the same word means Davar Veipuchai. So he says, you know, Bilam says, Yizal Maimi Dolyoy, there is a concept of lifting something up. So notwithstanding the fact that we are in Kedalam Harashim, nevertheless, there is the possibility, and he says that this is something which is primarily not right now in this world, but it's something which will be lasted lovely. He just goes on to say one other remez, that that's actually what we mean. I mean, the Chazal say, the Zohar Kodesh says, as we mentioned originally, that Nisan Ir Sivan was Shaykh to the Tchum of Yaakov, and then Tammuz Av Elul was really always supposed to be destined to the Tchum of Esav. Why was Esav happy about this? Esav was Besimcha, because that means Yom Adin is going to come, there's not going to be any Achana, because the month of Elul is in my month. I will make sure that they'll be very busy with Chait, they'll come to Yom Adin without any Achana, and that'll be the end of them. So, again, without fully understanding or even partially understanding what this means, but Yaakov was loichem amilchama to win back and to bring back the month of Elul into his reshus, into his domain, so that we would have a 30-day period, his man of tshuva, in order to prepare ourselves. And that's what he says, again, back to the remez, kedalim uchoroshim defaknu dilosecha, dalet lamed, with a saf now, he said, In the second ois of Adni, the Dalet, which is Dalet Lamed Tov. So we thought we were just a Dal, but once we have the Tov back, so then we have a Delis, so the Delis, which is Psucha for Shavim. So Ka'anim, Kedalim, Ucharashim, Defaknut, Lasecha. And this is the idea, this is Pshat and Pasuk, that Aramim Hashem, Kidili Sani, Vali Simachta, Oy Vaili, meaning my Oyev, Esav. He was originally Besimcha. He was Besimcha when he realized that Elul is in his domain. It's in his Rishus. Klal Yisrael cannot do Teshuvah. They cannot be Mechen. They're going to go into the Yom HaDin without any Achana. But no, Yaakov Avinu says, Aramim Hashem ki dili sani. I was a Dal, but Hashem was magbia me. He was meroimim me. He lifted me up. Vali simachta oivai. And my oyev, Esav HaRasha, is no longer Besimcha because I was able to win back the month of Elul. Another final inyan in these months of Tammuz and Av is that which Chazal say, that different months correspond, because Chazal speak about corresponding to different Eivorim, different limbs in the body, different senses, and so on. So Chazal say that the month of Tammuz corresponds to the concept of Re'il, the sense of sight, and the month of Av corresponds to the sense of hearing, of sound. And again, it comes as no surprise because, as we mentioned, Tammuz is keneged the Reuven. And what did Leah say? Ki ro Hashem is on ye, Hashem saw my affliction. And we said that Av is keneged Shimon. Ki sham Hashem, ki snu anoichi. So the concept, it's mufurish in the psukim, that Re'iyah is keneged Tammuz, keneged Reuven, and Av is keneged Shmia, which is keneged Shimon. What happened in the month of Tammuz? The month of Tammuz, we know that the Meraglim were sent out on Choftes Sivan, and they came back 40 days later on Tisha B'Av. So that means the entire month of Tammuz the Meraglim were Meraglis Haaretz. They were going and they were looking in the land. And what was the Ikr Chet of the Meraglim? The Chet of the Meraglim was a kilkel in the area of Rehiyo. They looked with an Ayin Ra. They looked with a negative Rehiyo, with a negative Mabat, with a negative Histaklis. They had an agenda. Chazal say, Omru b'fiyim mashli ro b'einayim. They mentioned, they already said with their mouths that which they didn't actually see with their eyes. We know the famous Chazal. We know that Megillas Eicha goes to Seder Aleph Beis. Except when you get to Ayin and Pei, the Ayin and Pei is reversed. And Chazal ask in the Medrash, why? Mipnei hamaraglim sh'omru b'fiyim mashli ro b'einayim. They said with their mouths that which they didn't see with their eyes. It was a kilkul in the area of Re'iyah. The Shach HaLatero, just parenthetically, has a beautiful vart. He says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzav in the Meraglim, he said, V'yisuru is Eretz Canaan. Go spy out the land. In the beginning of Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking the Bnei Yisrael, he said, you came over to me and you said, let us send Meraglim. V'yachpor lanu es ha'aretz. Again, the Targum teaches it the same way. V'yalun, search out the land. Says the Shach HaLatero, you know what the difference between the Yisuru and the Yachbar is? The Yisur is Milosh and Yisrael. It's a benefit. The Tzibah was, look for the good. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a difficult land. There's all different types of Nisyonis. You have an opportunity. Look for the good. Look for the Yisrael. What did you do? Yachbar. Dig. Let's dig up some dirt. Let's find the schmutz. Let's find the bad things. Eretz Echelos Yishver. There's Levayas every day. Terrible things. Wild payers. Crazy things. The Tzibah was to look with an Ayin Tovah. The chait of the Meraglim was the chait and the kilkel in the area of Re'iyah. And the Mefarshim say that's why the mitzvah of tzitzis comes right after the chait of the Meraglim. L'man tizkru re'isem. You should remember, you should be cognizant, you should be aware, and you shall see. Look at things correctly. Look at the chelis, and the chelis will remind you of the yam, of the kisakovod, of the ribbono shel olam, and so on. It was a kilkel, it was a shasa, it was an ivus in the area, in the concept of Re'iyah. So too the month of Av, which we said is Keneged Shmiyah. The Meraglim came back from Tisha B'Av, and what was our chait, what was our response? That we were a mekabel, the Lashon Hara, we listened to it. So in the month of Av, it's a kilkul, and it's a breakdown in the sense of Shmiyah. We didn't listen the way we were supposed to. And because of that, the Gzeirah, everyone will die in the Midbar, the Gzeir of the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni. And when you think about it, certainly Le'in Yaneinu, that we're still in this long Golus, you know, it's because of Sinas Chinam, Pirud, Lashon Hara. Already then, it's the Shroshim were planted already then and there. When there's a Kilkel in Re'i and Shmia, that means that already sowed the seeds for our inability in later generations to look at a person and give the benefit of the doubt and look for the good in someone. But instead, there was Pirud, and there was Kilkel, and there was Lashon Hara, and there was Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. So that the breakdown of the Churban HaBayis, ultimately comes, it's Mefurish in Tehillim. The Piskarov says it's not just a Zman of Megalgalim Chayvai, that we were Megalgal, a bad Mayid in a bad time, which is an inauspicious time. It's actually the Chait of the Meraglim, which was causative in the Churban HaBayis. And I'm saying the reason why is because when there is that kilkel in Re'i and Shmiyah, by definition, now, when later, years later, in the time of the Bayis Sheni, I'm not going to be looking at a person in the right way, in a positive light. And I'm going to listen to the Lashon Hara. The seeds were sowed already then and there. We read in last week's Sedra something very scary. Something which was, unfortunately, very relevant and very sad, and touched each and every one of us. The Pasuk says, "Vayishma Akanani Melech Arad Yoshev Hanegev Ki Bo Yisrael Derech HaAsarim Vayilachem BiYisrael Vayish Mimenu Shevi." And they kidnapped someone. It says Shevi. There was hostages. There were the people who were taken into captivity. Rashi brings B'Shem Chazal. It was a Shivcha Achas. Nevertheless, it's referred to. It's immortalized in the Chumash forever. Vayishp mimenu Shevi. And it's an amazing thing. This is the first time in the history of Klal Yisrael that there was this pirtza. They were able to make this breach. and to kidnap someone who was part of Klal Yisrael. It's a davar mafchid, and all the more so to all of us right now. How's it shaykh? How can you have a piercing Klal Yisrael of Ayish Mimenu Shavi? So perhaps this is the idea. What prompted the Amalek to come and to do what they did? Because the Anani HaKavod left. And the Anani HaKavod left because Aaron HaKohen was gone. That means with the Histalkus of Aaron HaKohen, or perhaps with the Histalkus of the Midah of Aaron HaKohen, who Aaron HaKohen was, who he is as an individual, what he represented, now it's possible for a foreign enemy to come in, to invade, to penetrate, and Vayish Mimenu Shevi. Who is Aaron HaKohen? Well, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a young man, he ran away from Mitzrayim, and he went to Eretz Kush for decades, and he was in Midian. And for decades and decades, Aaron was the manig, he was the leader, he was the Navi. Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, you know, now we've reached the finish line, I want you to go in and save the day. Moshe says, but my older brother, he's been there in the difficult times for decades, giving them chizik, supporting them, taking care of them. I'm going to go in at the end and be the big hero, the younger brother. It's not fair. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you don't realize who your brother is. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? That v'ra'acha v'samach b'libay. He will look at you, v'samach b'libay. The re'iyah of Aaron is with an ayin toiv. It's with a lev toiv. It's with an ayin toiv. It's the ability to look, and to look for the good. Chazal say, the Medrash, Tanchuma, Rabbah, Amr of Shim Reichai, Halev Shesomach Begedulas Achiv, Yovo Vyismach Vyilbash Urim Betumim, Shneem Avonasat El Choshen and Mishpat Es Urim Vesetumim, Vahayu Alev Aaron. It's only that type of a lev, that type of a mabat, a person who's able to look, and you have the ability to look for something negative and say what's going on, and it's not fair, it's not right, and look at, I've sweated, and blood, sweat, and tears, and my kid brother, and all different types of good reasons. But Varacha, he looked, and he was happy. He was delighted. He looked in a positive light. This is the trait of Aaron. The trait of Aaron is to be Makariv. It's Ayiv Shalom, it's Roidiv Shalom, it's Ayiv Sabrius, Makariv and Lotera. It's to look in a positive light, to look for the good in people. And if this midah is gone, if Aaron HaKohen is mistalik, he's gone. So al derech hapshat, Anani HaKavod is gone, the enemy comes in, Vayish Mimenu Shevi. But perhaps what the Torah is teaching us, L'dorei Doros, is that this is the lesson that we need to take. Chas v'shalom, when these things happen, for us to go ahead, I remember hearing from Rav Moshe Shapiro many years ago when there was a terrible pigua in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, Chalila, Rahman Litzlan, for a person to say to the friars, it's the this, it's the that, it's only us. It's only the frumers, it's only the tzaddikim, it's only the bnei aliyah. We're the only ones, not the people who were in the dark and who were ignorant, and the tinokish and nishpu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us, the famous marshal, the Chavetz Chaim. A person comes into the town square and starts speaking in Yiddish. Who is he speaking to? The people who speak Yiddish. Sagt der Chavetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something in the world. Who is he speaking to? To the ones who speak his language. He's speaking to us. When something happens, it's to the ones who are aware of the Bali Amunah, the Tzadikim, the Bnei Aliyah. Chalila for us to go ahead and put the blame on anyone else other than ourselves. But perhaps that's the lesson for us. Bilam is referred to as someone who had an ayin ra, who always looked with a negative eye. Avraham Avinu, the one who's toiv ayin hu yivarech, someone who had a good eye, who's the soid of bracha in the world. Avraham Avinu, Aaron HaKohen, the ability to look and to look for the good. If we have that, we're spiritually strong. And I think in this tkufa, more than ever, frat these months of Tammuz and Av, when we are Kedalim Harashim, and befrat with what's happened right now, it's trying to look for the good. Any person you see, and you know what? If I don't mind saying, it's everyone. It's a Jew, it's a guy. Look for the good. Look for something good to say. Smile at people. Be happy. Be nice. Be friendly. Always look for the good. Be Messiah with one more B'nai Yisoschar. B'nai Yisoschar says that we find the expression Diber Toiv twice in Tanakh. Hashem Dibur Tov Al Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Yisrael and Baal Yisrael, come with us, it's good, Hashem spoke good about us, things are going to be good for us. Hashem Dibur Tov Al Yisrael. Zag the Bnei Yisrael, Dibur Tov Al Beis B'Mesoira, Dain, this one, the Idach L'Mardachai. Asher Dibur Tov Al HaMelech, Zag the Bnei Yisrael, Hu L'Rameis, Kol Misha Medabur Tov Al Yisrael, Ke'ilah Medabur Tov Al Melech Malchi Amlochim. Anyone who speaks good about another Jew, there's nothing better, there's nothing greater. Don't look for that one negative trait that they have, which they might have. Only look for that which is good and that which is positive. And then it's as if you're saying Shevach Nipah V'Hidah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if you're being Medaber Tov about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem, if we're able to try to be Medaber Tov, to look with an Ayin Tov, we'll be able to be to say Aramim Hashem Ki Tili Sani V'Li Samach To'i V'Li. And we'll have the Haftacha of the Navi in Zechariah, Kema Hashem Tzvakeis, Tzim Ravi, Vitzema Hamish, Vitzema Shri, Vitzema Siri, Yila Beis Yehuda, Lassasin, Lassimcha, Lamayadim Tevim, Vahemes, Vashalom Yehavu.